Despite widespread controversy over President Trump's tweets criticizing four Democratic congresswomen telling them to go back to their countries, Twitter says it did not violate the platform's new policy. Twitter announced last month that it would label posts from public figures that violated the platform's standards but were considered newsworthy. For some perspective, we're joined now live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Kara North, the USC communications professor and expert on social media. Thanks for talking to us today. The company says tweets that target a person because of their ethnicity, country of origin, or religion violate its standards. That's a pretty broad standard. How do they enforce that?
This is a very complicated topic these days because it's just evolving or emerging right now. But, you know, there are two things. One is that you have to look at what is a violation. And generally speaking, being a jerk is not a violation, but doing, you know, targeted things that have been defined either by the law or by the platform as a violation of their standards is. And then when people do things that actually violate their standards, then it really falls first upon us to flag something for them and say this is inappropriate or this is offensive or this is against the rules. And then beyond that, they have teams of people and algorithms that sort of canvass the platform to look for certain either keywords or phrases or images that might be in violation.
Is racist language a violation?
So it depends on how they've now changed it, but most of the platforms will say that, you know, or many of them will say that racist language is a violation, but when you say, if you don't like it here, go back to your own country, if it's racist, it's racist by innuendo, and it's not really racist language. So it would have to be, and keep in mind that for most of us, while we really do not want to see bullying, racist language, hate speech on a social media platform or on any media, we also don't want communication platforms to tell us what we can and can't say, especially when we have, you know, when we're passionate about a topic. So making it against the rules to say something that's an innuendo would be a very difficult standard to set for the rest of us in our daily lives as well.
Although telling someone to go back to their country falls under the definition of racism.
Well, does it? I mean, it mostly does. But the thing is that what if somebody says, I'm having a horrible time here and I'm from another country, and you say, well, you could always go back to your country. So it's racist in the context of the interaction. But the way that the platforms work is that they have very specific definitions. And I'll give you another example. There are rules against, and for many of them, against things like full frontal nudity. And things like pictures of the Statue of David have been caught up in that in the past because
right,
it's full frontal nudity. So then it's the context of it being art versus it being pornography, and there have to be decisions. So usually when things are rolled out, the first step is to create a standard. And then the second step is to figure out when the standard is actually, you know, when it's sort of usual discourse or even angry discourse or even somebody being a jerk versus somebody actually violating a written, you know, contract.
And again, we could probably argue all day over how to define racism. But if I were to say these things, just an ordinary person versus the president saying them, I mean, do we get judged differently by the Twitter board or the people, you know, in charge of?
Sure. And that's also, you know, it's really complicated the way that they've rolled this out is that they're saying now politicians. And then do you go from politicians to all public figures or do you go from politicians to public figures to all of the rest of us? And then again, people become, you know, we've had these discussions on the radio and on the news and in our private lives about whether or not we want to be censored or whether we want the free speech, even though it's not really free speech on a private business or a private platform. But do we want Twitter and Facebook to tell us what we can say or how we can express our anger? Or do we only want to say that to politicians, or do we only want to say that to public figures? And where do you draw the line? Mm. Are you a public figure because you're on the radio? Are you held to a higher standard? And are you on your private account? It's very complicated. So we're all waiting to see how this emerges and how the sort of details work out.
Yeah, this conversation will certainly continue. Thanks for talking to us. That's Kara North, USC communications professor.